Welcome to Sticks and Bones. My name's Hector. This is episode 37. On this episode, I'm gonna be speaking a little bit of why we do the mambos, what they're for, and also I wanna teach you guys a little bit of the Bantu language. I'm gonna give you guys some definitions on some of the words. Just remember that the Congos, they have different regions, so their dialects could be different. What I'm gonna show you might not work for other branches, because different branches have different dialects. They have different parts of the Congo, different parts of the Bantu tribes, where they use certain words. Just like in today, you know, you have people from different states use different words for different. They have different meanings. Some words have different, like the same word will have a different meaning depending on if it comes from a different part of the country. Any country, you know, the dialects, different dialects, they change. So first off, I want to speak a little bit about the mambos. Okay, the mambos are the songs that we sing, and why we sing them, it depends on what you're doing. If you're doing, say for example, if you're doing a ritual, it's called an ensara. Okay, so let's give you that example. I like to go with the rompimiento, because it's a really powerful ensara to do. I do them a lot, and I reference to it a lot. I'm sure you guys notice if you listen to the rest of my episodes. I always when I give you guys an example, I like to speak about the rompimiento. Because the rompimiento, a lot of tools, it's one of the most, it's one of the most ensaras that we do. It uses a lot of tools, and it's really, really, really powerful. So I like to reference to that ensara. It's not the only one. There's hundreds of different types of cleanings and ensaras, but like I said, I like to talk about that one. So back to the mambos. Mambos are the songs that we sing. So if you're doing a mambo and say you're doing a rompimiento and you're singing certain songs, like you know, every tool has a song. For example, if you're doing a rompimiento, and then part of that rompimiento is you gotta clean somebody with an ensusu. So you clean somebody with an ensusu. That ensusu, there's a certain mambo that you're singing while you're cleaning with that ensusu, because you're calling that spirit. You're calling that spirit. So say you're cleaning. Same thing with the rompimiento. Say you're gonna clean with a sunga. So every tool that you use has a mambo, and if it's time for you to clean with a ensunga, which is the tobacco, if you're doing a rompimiento and you're cleaning the person, there's a mambo for the ensunga. So when you're singing the mambo of the ensunga, you're calling out that spirit of the ensunga, and in that mambo you're telling the ensunga, the spirit, the energy of that ensunga, of that smoke, you're calling that energy, and you're telling that you're guiding that energy to come out and clean the person's encombo. Encombo is the body. So that'll be your first word. So encombo, in the Bantu, in my branch, it's called the body. So when you're hearing me, you know, if you're doing a rompimiento, if I'm doing you a rompimiento, you're in front of me, you hear me singing the mambo of the Enzunga. Enzunga lo limpió, Enzunga lo limpió. Arriba en combo, Enzumba lo limpió. You hear me say something like that. It's a longer mambo, but what you're doing is you're calling out the spirit of that smoke, tobacco smoke, to come and clean this person's body. Take all the negativity out. So every tool has a mambo. Every tool has a song that you sing. Embele lo limpio, embele lo limpio. Arriba en combo, embele lo limpio. So it depending on what type of ritual you're doing to the person. If you're doing initiation, that has a different mambo. That has every tool has a different mambo for that specific initiation, for that specific ritual that you're doing. So depending on what you're doing, the tools have different mambos depending on what you're doing. I hope I'm making sense. So that's that. And then if you ever hear me say en cunachila is your heart. When I do stuff, when I practice this beautiful way of life, I do it with cunachila. That means I'm doing it with my heart. That's a Bantu definition. That's a Bantu word, and the definition is heart. You're doing it with your heart. En susu is a bird. It's a chicken. So if you hear me saying and susu, I'm referring to a chicken, you know? And there's a mambo for that when you're cleaning. There's a mambo for the smoke, for the cascarilla, for the egg. For example, an egg is called a lele in Bantu. And the branch that I come from, if you hear me say lele, I'm speaking, if I tell you, give me the lele, or if I tell somebody around me, can you please hand me the lele? I'm talking about the egg. Or prepara lele, you know, with cascarilla. Stuff like that. There's a bunch of words that I notice that when I start like listening to videos or other different ganguleros from different branches, there a lot of their words mean something different in my branch. So I'm not saying they're wrong, and I'm not saying anybody, all due respect to everybody in all the branches there is, but it's just, that's just the way it is. Like I don't want to say a bunch of words and then I don't want you to think, hey, this means this in my house, you know. Well, if it means that in your house, you know, just go with whatever your godfather told you, you know. You don't have to listen to me unless you're from my house, you know, and unless you're one of my god kids or you know, or a cousin or if you're related to our house, that's what we go by, you know. Cabo Rondo, that's the police. Cabo Rondo is in Bantu, and the definition for that is the police. Have you ever heard that? It's not a good thing. So, we have an ensara, a ritual. It's actually, it's a resguardo. It's like a protection that protects you from the police. Every gangulero does them. They're special. It's like an amulet. It's a resguardo that you can carry, you can put in your car, and you can contact a practitioner and have them do one for you, and you won't get stopped, man. A lot of people that like to do crooked stuff like to use those resguardos. They're very powerful. There's no way I can tell you how to do them, but there is a big ritual you do with a certain patipemba. If you guys are listening to my episodes, now you know what a patipemba is. Patipemba, it's a Bantu word, and it means sigil, or in Spanish, it's a firma. So those amulets are protection. It protects you from getting stopped by the police. and they're very powerful because you work with certain energies that push all that away. There's certain patipembas that you put in those amulets, and there's a bunch of secrets that go in there, and that energy that you, that amulet you have, the cops won't stop you, man. I mean, it's something where the cops are gonna turn away, or it's like if they're riding in back of you, and they won't stop you. It's not like you can run the red light and then come back to me and be like, hey, nah, it doesn't work that way. Just do your thing, you know, drive safe. Be cautious of what you do, and they won't mess with you, man. They won't mess with you whatsoever if you have that amulet. Back to mambos. When you're doing the amulets, there's certain mambos for that too, you know. And also, when you're doing when you're singing a mambo and you're doing a rompimiento, what you're doing is you're calling that there's people that the people that need rompimientos, sometimes they have like really bad energies around them, or somebody did some kind of hex, threw them a hex or something, and they have bad energy around them. But so those energies around them, those are spirits. So they if you contact me and my muerto says, hey, you need a rompimiento, well, that spirit knows that you're gonna get rid of it, so it's gonna do everything in its power to get you to not go come to me. So you will have a lot of problems coming to me. But if you make it, there's times where you know how I spoke about patipemba, so I put a patipemba in my munanzo, and once you step in there, a lot of times those spirits, those negative spirits, they'll wait outside, and we know they're outside, we know they're not with you because we don't feel them. So what we have to do is we have to sing. So when we sing those mambos, those spirits, those negative spirits keep coming closer, you know. And the more you sing, they get closer because they start getting interested, you know. So you got to kind of trick them, you know. This is probably a little too much information, but we are speaking on mambos. I just want to give you guys the basics. So when you're doing the rompimiento and you sing with this, you sing with that, you sing to that spirit. The mambos that we sing, we're calling the spirit, you know. We call it. The more we sing, the more we sing, and once we feel that it's there with the person, we capture it, you know. We capture it, and the basic what I can tell you is we capture it. And then we shoot it out to our pot, and it stays in there. You jump out, you get clean, woo woo woo. When you leave, we have that. It's like a transfer. I spoke about this before on other episodes. So we transfer that bad energy. Once we capture it in that sigil, we capture it, and then we shoot it out to the pot, and it stays there. Our muertos and our energies hold it, and then after that, it's too much of a secret. I don't want to give it up. Let's just say we could either play with it, use it, or get rid of it, you know. And it's another whole different ritual that we do for either one of those three options that we have. Yeah, man, it's a science, kind of, you know. It's well, this religion, you know what? I really like this religion too, because it's kind of like arts and crafty, kind of. I don't know if I made that word up, but a lot of things you do, you know, like, say, for example, me, a lot of things I do with my hand. Like I say, I make soaps, you know, and I make holy water with different types of herbs and this and that. And it's pretty cool, man. It's really nice. And you're doing something positive, you know. So, and like I said, everything you do with your hands. And it gets pretty technical, man. This religion here, it's I guess you can consider it like African spirituality, and it's really, really, really in depth. I mean, there's a lot to learn, and this I might have said a little too much on this episode that I wanted to from the beginning, but I kind of felt I had to get it a little bit more in depth, you know, without giving out secrets and stuff like that. Just so you guys could understand what we go through. It's not just an easy task for us, you know. That's the reason why we charge for our work. And then, and like I said, us as practitioners, we're just the medium in the middle, you know. We're just the communication between the spiritual realm and everybody else here on earth. That's what a palero is. A gangulero, like myself, where once we get initiated, we're like, there's some sayings that say, you know, that say you can't in Spanish, but I'm gonna try to translate it in English. It probably won't sound as good because, you know, Spanish kind of rhymes and stuff like that. But there's a saying in Spanish that says about ganguleros, like, you can't kill a gangulero because he's already dead. That meaning is, it's just because we work with the dead. We work with the spirits. We have communication with them, you know. So we're like half on earth and half in the spiritual realm. That's what it sums up to, you know. So, we're mediums, you know, we're in the middle, we're in between, we're the communication and the real heroes that do all the work that pull these negative energies that you guys have in your bodies and all the real tough work, the dirty work, it's all done by the energies of the pot, you know, of the altar and, you know, our energies and our spirits and our muertos and our guides that, you know, that help us do work this beautiful religion. They're the real heroes. They're the ones that do all the work. We're just, you know, pretty much in the middle. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys another Bantu word. It's Kindiambo. If you ever hear that, if you ever have the pleasure of going to a Munanzo and getting initiated, you're going to hear at one point in the initiation, you're going to hear the Bakonfula say, Kindiambo, Kindiambo. That means, who is it in Bantu? So if you ever hear any palero say, any gangulero saying, Kindiambo, that's what they're asking. Who, like, who's there? It's like if you're you're entering a house and you knock, and you hear somebody saying Kindiambo. They're speaking Bantu, and they're saying who is it? So they're asking for who you are. Okay, here's another word for you is if you ever hear Engo. And go, they're referring to the leopard in this way of life, in this religion. The people nowadays call it a tiger, but in the original times, back hundreds of thousands of years ago, this animal was very, 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 very important in this religion, but it was actually a leopard. And so when you hear somebody in this religion say Engo, they're speaking about that leopard. You might hear other people tell you that it's a tiger, but it's actually a leopard, which was kind of, I guess it adjusted to a tiger. Maybe in certain areas where they were trying to reference the leopard, they just said tiger. So it got kind of changed to a tiger, just like the tree of life. And back in Africa, it was a tree of life. Was a tree of life. I don't remember the actual tree, the name of it, but I know for a fact that when the Congos got taken from Africa, from the Bantu, and they got shipped over here on this side of the world, the tree of life, there was none in the region, say like if they got sent to Cuba, there was none in Cuba, so they changed the tree of life to the ceiba tree. So now it got changed to the ceiba tree. So now the ceiba tree is one of the most important trees in a palero's life, in a gangulero's life. That's the tree of life. So we adjust it, because in our region and this region over here, or in the Americas, there was no tree of life. How could I explain that? The same tree that was in Africa, that tree wasn't in this side of the world. So it was changed to the ceiba tree. So now the ceiba tree is our tree of life. This religion has a lot of adjustments, but the adjustments that were made, they were made in order to try to preserve the way of life, the way of this religion. You know, it's more of a way of life, not a religion. You know, because the reason why I say that, it's categorized as a religion, but I like to say it's a way of life, because religion to me is not what Paulo Briumba is. It's Paulo Briumba is like a way of life. It's how you live it, how you think, and you know how you perceive life, how you are in life, and religion's a little bit like that. But I find a lot of made up things in religions, you know. Like, well, I mean, I can only speak on Catholicism, because I grew up as a Catholic, and my whole family for I don't know how many generations, but they were all Catholics. And when I say that, I found a lot of lies or stuff that was kind of made up, which kind of upsets me. But nobody questions it. Well, maybe they do, but they don't speak out about it. That's the reason why I don't like to categorize Paulo Briumba as a religion, because there's no lies in Paulo, you know. Everything's the truth, and you can look it up, and it makes more sense than other things that I've been told. Okay, you guys, another word for you is embele. I'm sure you guys, if you listen to the rest of my prior episodes, I reference the embele a lot. It's the machete. It's a very, 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 it's a very important tool in this way of life. So if you hear me say embele, that's a Bantu word, and the definition is a machete. Also, the makaka. I'm sure I've spoke about of makaka. I've said it in different episodes. Makaka. When you hear me say makaka, it's a Bantu word, and it means coconut. Makaka lo limpio, makaka lo limpio, arriben combo, makaka lo limpio. That's when I'm cleaning you with a makaka. Makaka is a coconut, which is extremely important also in this way of life, because you guys know that I spoke about the iamputos before. Iamputos are the chamalongos. These chamalongos is, they're four pieces of the outer coconut shell. They're four round pieces. And like I said, the coconut, the macaca is very important in this religion. So that's where the chamalongos are, they come from. And originally, in the original times of this beautiful way of life, not myself, but back hundreds of thousands of years ago, people, the Congos, the ganguleros, they used to use the cori shells for divination. Like I said, this religion has adjusted throughout the years. Now we use the chamalongos, which are, we still use the cori shells, but we also use the chamalongos, which are the outer coconut shells. These coconuts, chamalongos there's a ritual done to them before you can use them. you know, it's really secretive. I can't say it, but it's a big ritual. You have to feed it. You have to sing mambos to it, and you know, you gotta bury it. You gotta bury them for a certain amount of days, and it's a big process in order for these chamalongos, so you can bring them to life, so they can work for you, so you can have divination, so you can speak to your muertos, and you know, the energies, and you can command them to do your works, so they work with you. It's a type of communication. It's a communication tool. That's what the chamalongos are. So if you ever hear me say macaca, where the chamalongos come from, I'm speaking of about the coconut, a full coconut. Enkisi malongo. Okay, so Enkisi, when you hear me say Enkisi, I'm speaking about the spirit. And then malongo is nature, la naturaleza. So if you ever hear me say malongo, I'm speaking of nature, the power of nature. Also, if you hear me speak, if you ever hear me say the word matari. Matari is a Bantu word meaning a rock. This way of life here, we use rocks because the rocks have spirits in them. They have energies in them. Not all the rocks, just certain rocks. And there's certain rituals that we use a certain type of rock. Like, for example, I won't tell you what we use it for, but we use a magnet, you know, that's a rock. Or we'll use a rock that was hit by lightning. That's very, very, very powerful rock. These rocks have energies in them. They have spirits. We use them a lot. So if you ever hear me say matari, I'm speaking about a rock. Okay, and my favorite, and I think it's everybody's favorite word in the in the religion, is menga. If you ever hear me say menga, or you hear anybody that practices the way of life that I practice, or any other branch, if you hear them say menga, they're speaking about blood. So menga in Bantu means blood, which we believe the menga is a material that carries, that gives life. So it's a way we use it, in a way for cleanings, for different types of jobs. We use menga. We don't use human menga, obviously, for legal reasons. I'm sure this way of life used to use it many thousands of years ago, but it's not used anymore. Just like the, you know, I've heard some stuff about Catholicism, that they used to sacrifice humans, and I think every religion did that at one point thousands of years ago, and I guess we all came to terms to, you know, to say, hey, that's something wrong, and nobody else does it anymore. Nobody should be doing it. If they do, I'm sure bad things happen to them. Obviously, I've seen some horror stories, especially with this way of life. There's YouTube, you know, there's a bunch of YouTube videos on people doing some really horrible, harmful, horrible, nasty things with human blood, and they end up paying for it. That's why they're on YouTube. But just like any other religion, I'm sure this religion used it. What we do is we use different type of menga, not human. And this one is tops the favorite word of any priest, any high priest that practices this religion, just like myself. This word is heard all around the world, and there's a story on this word. It's Ensalamu Alaikum, which means, you know, you're ta saludando, you're saying hello, blessings to you. This word is a word from the Muslim community. It's I think it's a little different. Salam alaikum, something like that. There's different stories on this word. Salam alaikum, malaikum sala. Every time you go, you're a gangulero and you have a pie, you're supposed to say salam alaikum, malaikum sala. One story that I heard is this word comes from Muslims, and hundreds of thousands of years ago, the Muslims went to the Congo. They were in the Bantu, and they tried to convert some baleros. Well, they were not baleros back then. They were just, you know, they were just brujos. And they practiced this beautiful way of life, and they tried to convert them into Muslims. So they were killed, and they were fed, and they were, after that, you know, they're los están saludando. That's what I heard. That's just one story. It's just a story. I don't know to believe that. I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of years old. I don't understand how a Muslim word got mixed into this, but like I said, this religion is hundreds of thousands of years old. So there's a little bit of mixture. There's a little bit of different types of religion of mixtures. There's some stories that you hear and they just don't make sense, because, you know, just like for example, this is today is Good Friday, okay, and Catholicism. This is this whole week was I forgot, but it's like a holy week, and today is like Good Friday, and I get asked that a lot, like, hey, do you do any works on Good Friday? Is Good Friday the best day to do something bad to somebody? And as a practitioner, I'll honestly answer that, and I'll tell you the best time to do any types of works of the whole year is every day. Every day of the year is the best time to do it. You could do work on any day of the week. You don't have to stop doing it just because it's a certain day for a different holiday, for a different religion. It doesn't matter. This religion, like I said from the beginning when I started this podcast, this religion stands on its own. And sometimes we're guided by our elders that do a little mixture. You know, they'll tell you to do certain things to kind of reference Jesus or something like that. You don't have to do it. If they tell you to do it, you can do it. You don't have to do it. It's up to you. It's however you feel, you know. I mean, if you wanna think that your altar is gonna work better on a day that another religion says that Jesus wasn't here, well, I mean, more power to you. It's to me, it doesn't matter. Every day of the year is the best day to work balo, from either doing positive jobs like cleanings or fucking somebody up. Any day of the whole year. And that's my opinion. I'm not saying nobody is wrong. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I'm just saying that's my beliefs, and that's the way I work. There's no day better than any day of the year to work balo. Okay, so now I'm going to give you guys a little bunch of words, and I'm going to say the whole thing, and then after that I'm going to explain what it is. Tendundo ki porque le mande mansago si la pasa le mande picandia ko picandia que se semandia se semandia. Okay, that what you just heard right now, it's a prayer that you say to your Nganga. this prayer is it's similar to if you're a Catholic Christian, you know how you do the Our Father. That's what this is, but this is in Bantu. Okay, so I'm gonna cut this episode up to here now. You guys keep listening, keep downloading. I'm gonna give you guys a lot more Bantu words. By the time I'm on like episode 70, you guys are gonna be able to speak the Bantu language. Just kidding. You guys will learn a lot from me though. I will give you guys all the basic stuff. This is Sticks and Bones, episode number 37. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. Please have a good night. This is Sticks and Bones, and my name is Hector.